Good morning to you, Jamie. How are you going?
Good, Michael. How are you?
Yeah, very well indeed. Saw this morning there's a report that Melody Bell's going to have to pass a veterinary test today to be able to start in the missile on Saturday with some skin irritation. How serious is that, Jamie?
No, it's of no consequence. The vet's been there and had a look over this morning. Dr. Toby Koenig, and he's very happy. So it's just one of those things that you have to report and be open and transparent, and I can assure punters that it's nothing to be concerned about.
She's not missed any work due to it?
No, not anything. Just had a bit of a reaction. She's going to lose a little bit of hair, but it'll grow back, no problem.
Well, that is good to hear, because we can't wait to see her back on Saturday. Judging by her impressive trial last week, she's come back as well as ever. I know you're in New Zealand, and she's remained with Probabil throughout the winter break in Sydney, but from what you got to see at that trial and the reports you're getting back, how has she returned?
Yeah, she's in good shape. She's coming up well. Obviously, I'd love to be over there, but we're in unprecedented times, so we've just got to trust our systems and our processes, and Ashley Hanley, who's over there looking after the horses, is doing a really good job for us.
And Ashley, obviously, is a major part of your team in the build-up to this spring carnival. So what has the situation been with Melody Bell and Probabil? Because you left them there to spell during that break?
Yeah, they went up to Lyme Country for 6 weeks, or down to Lyme Country to Greg and Joe Griffin, and Ashley had a little bit of a holiday, and the horses came back into Amwick, and she met them, and they've gone through the paces and built up nicely.
Well, she's first up over the 1,200. We know she's an amazing galloper, a 10-time Group 1 winner. Her first up record, she's had 7 starts for 3 wins and 3 placings. I suppose the distance, 1,200, she's only won 3 from 10, which by her lofty standards is only an average return. What are you expecting on Saturday, first up over 1,200?
We're expecting her to run well. I think she's going to be competitive. Usually she takes a run. That's why we're having a little bit of a blowout before the winks in a couple of weeks, but I think off the way that she trialled, she should be, nice each way chance.
And the wet tracks in Sydney won't hold any fears for her as well. Do you think that may actually play into her favour first up, having a genuine wet track?
Well, I wouldn't like to see her run on a bottomless heavy track first up, but if the rain arrives, her record suggests that she does handle it well. So she'll be running, and, from the tricky barrier, if they do get a little bit of rain, it might not be the worst place to be.
The Wink Stakes is her second up assignment, as you just mentioned. What's the progression then towards a Cox Plate, which we're assuming is the ultimate goal this spring?
Yeah, that's where we'd sort of like to end up. The plan was to sort of have those first couple of runs in Sydney and then make our way down to Melbourne, but obviously we just need to be a little bit flexible with that. So there's a chance she could, head towards George Main or something like that, but we'll just get through these first couple of runs before we decide where we're going to hit.
The situation for you personally and everyone in New Zealand with the Victorian COVID situation is a bit up in the air. Are you expecting that you'll be able to get here for the Spring Carnival? Would you want to come here and spend time in quarantine? What are your thoughts about what you and the rest of your team will do for the spring?
I would certainly like to have a presence there. There's no doubt about that. But personally, I don't think that I could be spending a couple of weeks in a hotel room to get there and then a couple of weeks to get back. I just don't think that's plausible for the business, but we've got staff here that could come over and look after the horses, but yeah, we just need to be a little bit flexible. We certainly won't be coming before lockdown is finished in Melbourne, so we'll just play it out and see how it looks.
Have you had any more clarification? We spoke to Tony Pike, the boss of the Trainers Association in New Zealand last week, and they said they were waiting for information from the federal ministers here in Australia about actually getting allowances to come. Have you heard any news on that?
We've lodged applications, and I think we're all in the same boat, the Kiwi trainers. We're all sort of waiting with bated breath, but I think everybody's doing everything they can. Racing Australia, New Zealand Thoroughbred Racing. So we've just got to trust the process and see how it all looks in the next couple of days.
I suppose the other question for you is your jockey, Opie Bossom's your stable rider, and I think he's almost due to return over in New Zealand, but is it unlikely we'll see Opie out here during the Spring Carnival?
I think it looks doubtful at the moment, unless things change. unless we can sort of get away without having to quarantine. But, you know, we've got a lot of horses in New Zealand that we need to think about as well, and a lot of high-quality jockeys in Australia that will do a good job. So I don't think you'd be seen in Australia in the early part of the spring, but who knows what might happen when COVID, you know, could change, or, you know, just got to be a little bit flexible, don't we?
Well, you've got Karen on Saturday who knows Melody Bell well, but we might have another situation where the Sydney jockeys can't ride your horses in the Melbourne Spring Carnival. Have you put any thought into who could be riding in Melbourne for Tiako?
We'll just see how it looks. We might have to get somebody local. You know, things can change, so we just need to remain open-minded.
And how's Probably All going?
She's going well. She tried up nicely the other day, and she'll trial again at Ramwick on Tuesday, and then she'll run first up on the 22nd, probably in the show county.
In the show county. Well, a few of your other horses, I see you've got a couple entered in the Golden Rose, including Cool as a Bill, who's got a big rap on them, head to Sydney for the early part of the Spring Carnival?
No, he won't be seen there at this stage. We'll just concentrate on New Zealand with him. So sort of the main ones are Melody Bell and Probably Ill, and there's going to be some others come over. A filly called Vernazza of Cambridge Studs that'll come over, Get Hitched and Pazienza will start a little bit lower and work their way through, and another one called Leaderboard of Fortunas that's a nice progressive star in the making, hopefully.
And how is the Shark going? Now, the cult hero over here, is he progressing well?
Yeah, he's in good shape. He's just going to need a bit of time, but he's coming back to New Zealand on the 17th, and we'll give him a good break. Hopefully see him later in the summer.
Well, hopefully we do. Looking forward to seeing your number one girl, Melody Bell, on Saturday. Jamie, good luck with her return in the missile.
Thanks, Michael.